It's 7 in the morning on Election Day. A group of volunteers from Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, or JFREJ for short, is trickling up outside Cafe Amrita on 110th Street in Harlem. This group of Jews for Zohran is here to do one final push for the Democratic mayoral candidate, Zohran Mamdani. They're wearing cobalt blue t-shirts, beanies, and baseball caps with Jews for Zohran written across them in bright yellow font. Their plan is to catch voters before they cast their ballots at the polls.
We've been doing this for a year, but those people are out there, and having a friendly face to answer some questions might really make a difference.
But volunteers have to be careful not to get too close to polling sites. Otherwise, what they're doing could be considered electioneering.
The rules around poll site visibility.
Stay 100 feet away from the door, basically.
The group of volunteers spans generations. They're armed with flyers, some in English, some in Spanish, all with the same message: vote for Mamdani. The team of volunteers takes a group picture, and with that, they're off to the polling sites.
All right, awesome. Thanks, guys.
This mayoral election has been a divisive one, especially in New York City's Jewish community. Mamdani's candidacy has brought existing and often generational fractures within the Jewish community to the surface. Many older pro-Israel Jewish New Yorkers are uneasy about Mamdani's stance on Israel. In the weeks leading up to the election, rabbis across the city told their congregants that Mamdani posed a danger to Jews in New York.
Insightful slogans like "globalize the intifada," his denial of Israel's legitimacy as a Jewish state.
Over 1,100 rabbis in the city and across the country signed a letter to condemn Mamdani's positions on Israel. But not all Jewish New Yorkers agree, including the group from JFREJ. And that's why some of them, like Anna Minsky and her two kids, showed up to canvass on Election Day. Anna and her kids head to a polling site on Frederick Douglass Boulevard between 111th and 112th Street. I ask if I can join them.
Okay, if I tag along with you guys?
Yeah,
okay.
It's cold and windy. Temperatures are in the low 50s. Many have already voted for Zohran, or are about to.
Have you voted yet?
I'm voting right now.
All right.
For Zohran.
Despite the cold, Anna is feeling good.
Saying good morning is fun.
One voter walking his dog approaches.
I'm a Jewish person. I appreciate, you know, like, any support for Zohran, but support, like, in the name of Judaism. Like, it makes me proud.
But not everybody Anna and her kids encounter shares these positive feelings about Mamdani.
Has votado ya?
Siempre. No voy a votar ahora.
Okay. For Zohran Mamdani, no?
Oh, no.
After 3 hours outside, Anna heads back to Cafe Amrita to take a quick break from the cold. Her son rushes in behind her.
As we were walking back from that site, there's someone who yelled at us. I was like, I'm Jewish, and he's like, your parents should be ashamed of themselves for voting for him.
Anna isn't ashamed of herself for voting for Mamdani. She won't let comments like these deter her. Instead, she just laughs.
Your parents should be ashamed of you.
Anna considers this the most exciting election of her lifetime, and she's proud to be a part of a coalition of 90,000 other Mamdani volunteers, including fellow Jews for Zohran. This episode was written and produced by me, Alice Harrison. Onomatopoeia Sounds Like New York is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism.